This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio Sport News.
Bring it to you your full sport news bulletin on the MUT Sports Desk this morning. It's Velohate, but the time is 8:30. Good morning. Starting off with the Betway Premiership, Mamelodi Sundowns kicked off their defense of their Betway Premiership title with a 2-0 victory against the Swane rival SuperSport United at Loftus on Tuesday. Ekwen Reyners, on his debut for Sundowns, put the host ahead after the hour mark, while Lucas Ribeiro wrapped up the points just 3 minutes later.
Now, he could make an immediate impact. Yeah, he set it up beautifully. Talk about a stunning entrance. Immediately
after the game, the Mamelodi Sundowns head coach stated that his first half of the game was a struggle, but they came back in the second half with a solid game plan.
We were not ruthless enough first half, which left a scare, because it looked like maybe it's going to be a long day. But second half, I think we improved. Our creative zone became stronger because we saw the space in front of the three center backs behind the two midfielders, which is why we decided to go with a lot of creative players all at once to try and maybe just inject a little bit more energy and creativity in our attacking play.
Well, moving on, in Gapeshia with Luande, in international news, Anthony Taylor would not referee a Premier League match this weekend after being subjected to abuse on social media following Chelsea's 1-0 win away in Bournemouth with the English top flight is now investigating. The 45-year-old issued a Premier League record of 14 yellow cards during Saturday's clash, and 8 of those yellow cards were for Chelsea players. And finally, in the world of rugby, Rassie Erasmus rocked the charges for the Springbok clash against the Los Pumas in San Diego del Estero as they look to wrap up the rugby championship title with a game to spare. The team features no less than 10 changes from one that defeated All Blacks in Cape Town a week ago, but remains packed with the talent and experience. Lukanyo A.M. and Malcolm Merckx move from the bench to take up a starting position, while Eben Ezopeth, who will equal Victor Midfield's Springbok record of 127 test appearances if he takes the field, joins the bomber squad of Vincent coach Gerard Steppenkamp, Eric Lowe, Kwanga Smith, Jen Hendricks Wessels, Jaden Hendrickson, and Mary Limbok in the bench once again in the 6-2 split. In your top stories today, Mamelodi Sundowns kicked off the defense of their Betway Premiership title with a 2-0 victory against its Swane rivals SuperSport United at Loftus Stadium on Tuesday. That is all from me, Mfoka Pungane. I will bring you more of this tomorrow morning, same time, same place, for MUT Radio Sports News. I am Velohati.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.